The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Taf Ayin Vov. The Gemara at the beginning of the Amud Aleph is beginning with a braiso, V'chulon Rashoyin Kehanim L'shanis Bachiloson. It's really a Mishnah later on that all karbonis, the Kehanim are allowed to switch the way they eat them. They're allowed to eat them le'ochlan tzluyin shelukinim levushalim. They're allowed to eat them roasted or very well cooked or just a little cooked. However they wish to eat them, they're allowed to eat the kachim. And Rashi says, because it's really a Gemara, that the reason is the amakra lechon isatim nimashcha ligdula kideach shamalachim oichli. The Torah says that the karbanis were given to the kehanim to eat for gadlus, as they should eat it in the way that kings eat them. They should eat it in a royal fashion, and as such, they should eat it in whichever way they wish best. Now, what's the idea over here that the Mishnah says lishanos, they're allowed to change, they're allowed to switch the way they eat them? Let it just say they're allowed to eat it whichever way they wish. So this could be explained with a Gemara in Mesach Techulin. The Gemara says in Mesach Techulin, and daf kuflamid beis amid beis. Gemara says, "Amar Efchiste says matonis kuhuna. The matonis of kuhuna ain't a cholis elatzali. When the kehanim get portions of karbanis, they have to eat it roasted. The ain't a cholis elabechardo. They have to eat it with mustard. So there, Efchiste says they have to eat it roasted." And he did not mention eating it cooked or shaluk, very little cooked or a lot cooked. And Tosfos there asks, how does Rav Chisda coincide with this Mishnah? Our Mishnah that we mentioned says Kohanim could eat it whichever way they wish best. They could eat it roasted, they could eat it very well cooked, they could eat it mildly cooked. And there, Rav Chisda says that one should eat it roasted. He only says roasted. So to that, Tosfos answers that le'olam, if somebody wants to eat it cooked, well cooked, mildly cooked, undercooked, but they're eating it cooked, if that's the way they wish to eat it, Rav Chisda agrees they can eat it that way. So what is Rav Chisda saying they should eat it tzali? Rav Chisda is just saying that if it's equal to the kohen, no matter way he wants to eat it, if he wishes, if he appreciates its taste, whichever of the three ways to eat it, then he's advised to eat it tzali, then we say he should eat it roasted, and the reason being, because it's more royal to eat it roasted. It's more chashuv to eat it roasted. So with that, you could explain that what we're saying over here is lishanois. Really, these karbanos should be eaten roasted. Really, everything should be roasted. A kohen is allowed to switch it from being roasted and eat it in other fashions as cooked in if to him it tastes better cooked. So, in essence, we have over here a halacha that the Gemara says that karbanis, the kehanim are supposed to eat them royally. And such a halacha would not have a practical application l'chayra today when we don't have karbanis. How could we, is there any way that this halacha could be applicable to us in today's day without a Beis HaMikdash? So we find there are two ways in which we can say that this halacha applies very practically to halacha today. For one, there's a shailas etshuvas Marie Brona. The Marie Brona says like this. He says in the name of Tosfos that the halacha of Lemashcha, this halacha that the matones of kahuna are supposed to be eaten, consumed in a royal fashion, it's not only in the way they're supposed to be eaten, and it's not only kachim that have this halacha. This halacha applies to all matanes kahuna. All presents that kahanim were given. The idea is that we should give chashivos to the kohen. The kahanim should be given honor with that they're given these presents. And therefore, says the Marie Brona, when it comes to the mitzvah of pidyon haben, the giver should, the father who's giving the money of pidyon haben to the kohen should stand and the kohen should sit. Since this will be a more chashiv way, a more honorable way to give the pidyon haben, therefore it's proper that the father giving the money should stand and the kohen who's receiving it should sit. And the Marshal in Kiddushin brings down the Joshua's Maril that the father of the child should stand in front of the kohen, and he says, he brings down this Marie Bruna, and it seems that this is the proper way how to do Pidyon HaBen, that the father should stand and the kohen should sit. So this is one halacha. Now, what about other matanis kuhuna? So there is a contrast called Eile Ve'Eile Yamdu, written by the Adaras. It's printed in the Yeshuru and Chelik Beis, that Adaras says that based on this Marie Bruna, we could extend the people that live in Eretz Yisrael and they fulfill all the mitzvahs of Matanis Kuhuna. If anyone gives Petech HaMoyer, Rishis HaGez, all these Matanis Kuhuna should be given, again, when the Kohen is sitting and the giver is standing. It's this halacha of Lemashcha, this halacha that Matanis Kuhuna are given in order to give honor to the Kehanim, can be generalized to all Matanis Kuhuna, and it can be generalized to not just the way of eating the Matanis Kuhuna, but also to the way that it's given, the way the posture of the way of the people who are giving and receiving, how it's given is also included in the Mashcha. So that is one halacha that could be learned from this halacha of the Mashcha. Another halacha is as follows. There's a halacha in Pidyon HaBen that when someone has both parents of a child that's a firstborn are Yisraelim, both father and mother are not a Kohen or a Levi, and the firstborn is a male, and it was born with a regular, with a natural birth, coming to exclude a C-section, and perhaps other things. And also, it has to be there was no other child before, even if there was a navel before, it could possibly exclude them from having the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So in those cases, when there is Pidyon HaBen, that there's a firstborn male, two parents, that both parents are Yisrael, there's a mitzvah on the father to redeem his son. If the father doesn't do it, the son himself has the obligation when he becomes bar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to redeem this son from the kohen, to give the kohen five sloim, which means a certain value to the kohen. The value is measured by a certain amount of silver, and it's common custom to give silver dollars the equivalent amount of 100 grams of silver to the kohen. Now, when a person gives it to the Kayin, the mitzvah is you have to give it. The Gemara is mevur, at least according to most Rishonim, that Ikar Adin, a person would be able to give it to the Kayin al menas lahachzer. If they would give the money to the Kayin, if the father would give the money to the Kayin and say, a condition, I'll give it to you, and condition that you return it, he would indeed fulfill his mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Despite the fact that he's going to get the money back, he would nevertheless fulfill his mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Nevertheless, Rishonim explained that a father and the Kayin should not do this. They should not give the money, the father and both on the giver and the recipient, they should not make such an arrangement when giving the money of Pidyon HaBen. And the reason being, if the father will do such a thing with a kain, and the kain will be willing to accept the money of Pidyon HaBen, amanas lahachzer, there's an issue that other people will come running to this kain. Once other people will find out that this kain is willing to settle for a matana manas lahachzer, so everybody will run to this kayin and fulfill their mitzvah Pidyon HaBen with this kayin. Why should I spend 100 grams of silver and lose the money by any regular kayin? I may as well go to kayin Tvayini, to such and such kayin, that he's willing to accept a matana manas lahachzer, and with that I'll fulfill the mitzvah. So the problem is, Chazal were worried, there's a problem that we're going to take away the Pidyon HaBen from other Kehanim. It's called Kayin HaMeseyeh BeBeis HaGronis. It's considered like a Kayin that helps out if he does something to cause that the giver should give it specifically to him. It's an issue. He's not allowed to do that. It's a problem of Kayin HaMeseyeh BeBeis HaGronis. And it's Mevur, says the Mashal, that even if they will not make such a condition, even if the father will just give the money of the Pidyon HaBen to the Kayin, and then the Kayin, on his own initiative, will return the money to the father, that's also an issue of Kayin HaMeseyeh BeBeis HaGronis. That's also a problem of the Kayin helping out. Again, when people, if everybody will find out that this Kayin always returns the money to the father, so every father will come running to this Kayin to give their Pidyon HaBen to this Kayin. Why should they lose their 100 grams of silver? They may as well give it to this Kayin. And therefore, there's an issue of Kayin HaMeseyeh BeBeis HaGronis. The Gemara does say that if they don't make a matan amanas lahachzer, and the giver, the father of the baby, was an ani, so the Rishonim that explained that Amiroim already, the were Amiroim that gave back the money to the father of the Kohen in such situations. Says the Marshal, despite the fact that we have Rishonim that tell us that there's an issue of Kohen Meseyeh BeBeis HaGronis, there's an issue for the Kohen to give the money back to the father. Nevertheless, he says, in his days there was a minog that every Kayin would give back the money to the father. And once the minog is, once all the Kayanim give back the money, so then there's no cheshash anymore that a father is going to run specifically to one Kayin. Every Kayin gives the money back. Once you have a situation that every Kayin customarily gives the money back to the father, then that relieves the issue of Kayin HaMeseyeh BeBeis HaGronis. There's no Kayin, there's no one Kayin that's different than another Kayin. All Kayanim are alike. So in such a case, in such scenarios, there is no problem, there's no halachic problem of the Kayin giving the money back, says the Marshal. Nevertheless, even though there wouldn't be that problem of Kayin HaMeseyeh BeBeis HaGronis, nevertheless, it looks like a bizoyin of the mitzvah for the father of the child and for the kayin to do such a thing, to give the money back. What does that mean? What's the bizoyin involved? So there's a sefer shalishuvis chemdas tvi chelik beis simin gimel oisid beis. He brings down this marshal, and he explains what does marshal mean. The marshal means based on this Mary Brunner that we had earlier, just like the Mary Brunner said that lemashcha ligdula, that the presents given to Kehanim are given to be for them to have honor, and because of that the Kohen should sit and the father should stand. So too, it's not an honor if they're always returning it. If they get the present and immediate and soon afterwards they return it, that takes away from the whole honor to the Kohen that's meant to be with that we give them a present. And as such, for the idea of the Moshcha Ligdulo, it's improper, says the Marshal, with the explanation of the Chemdas Tzvi, for the Kohen to give it back. So even if all Kehanim give it back, it would still be this new problem, like we have in our Gemara, L'moshcha L'gdula, that it's supposed to be for an honor for the Kehanim. It's worth noting that Moshe Steinbach in the Tshuva writes that it's brought down from other Svarim, that besides for this problem of giving of the Kohen giving the money back to the father, we already mentioned that it's a problem of Kohen Misayeh Bibes Agronis. If you don't have that, oh, Kehanim, give it back, it's an issue that he's luring in to get all the Pidyon HaBens. Then we said, even if all Kehanim do it, the Marshal says it's improper, which we explained is a problem of the Moshcha L'Gedula. Besides for that, it's brought down in Svarim that it's a tremendous skula that the money should be given to the Kohen and not take the money back. It's a tremendous skula that the child should be healthy, and even if the Kohen tries to convince the father that the father should take the money back, and he's worried that he's not a Kohen, or even if the Kohen is wealthy, the father should say he wants to give a complete present, and it's a tremendous skula for the child to grow up and be healthy. So that's a third reason, you see, conceptually, that it's taking away the concept of Pidyon HaBen, it will be a big skula if he doesn't take the money back. Okay, so we explained why there's reasons not to, for the Kohen, not to give the money back to the father. From here on, I would like to go more onto this topic of the halacha of the Kohen not giving the money back to the father by Pidyon HaBen. And the question is, are there any exceptions? Is there any case where we would say that there's no issue for the Kohen to give the money back to the Yisrael? So the Marshal said that as far as the problem of Kohen Meseyeh Bibes Hagronis, if all Kehanim give it back, then it's not a problem. And apparently, in the days of the Marshal, that was the custom. Apparently, today, that's not the custom. Apparently, not all Kehanim today give it back, and therefore today, it would seem there is this big problem of Kohen Meseyeh Bibes Hagronis, and a Kohen, therefore, should not give the money back to the father, unless the father is an Ani. However, it seems from the Marshal that even when the father is an Ani, it seems like the Madrego, the level of poorness that this father is, that we say that it's okay for the Kohen to give it back, seems to be quite poor. The Marshal says that people nowadays, they get the money back from the Kohen, and they go and they make a suda. Sometimes the money was given. Apparently in many days the Kohen would give the money back to the father, and with that money, the father would make a suda for the Pidyon HaBen. So it says the Marshal, it would be better for them not to make any suda for the Pidyon HaBen and not take the money back. But it seems that the cases where somebody's so poor is that even after they're not making a suda for the pinyan aben because they don't have money to afford it, they're still poor, and still the kohen wants to help them out even after that and give them the money back. But if someone is wealthy enough that he can make a suda for the pinyan aben, then he's wealthy enough that the kohen should not be giving him the money back. That's what it seems from the marshal. And as such, I hope that people shouldn't be fall into this level, that there shouldn't be too many people that are on this madrega that we have to have, that the kohen gives them the money back. So, Marshal said another reason. So before we get there, the Shevet Halevi has a case where what happens if the often the kohen has the coins ready, and the father has an issue getting hold of coins, so he goes over to the kohen, and before the pinyan aben, he buys the coins off the kohen. Then when he comes to do the pinyan aben, he gives the money back to the kohen, he gives the coins back to the kohen. So the Shevet Halevi discusses a case where what's going to be if the kohen will give a good deal. When he sells the coins to the father, let's say he knows the father is not so well to do, and he'll sell the coins to the father at a very cheap rate. So even though when the father gives the coins back to the kohen, he'll never get them back, but originally when he buys them off the kohen, he'll get them for a cheap rate. And he discusses that that's also a problem of kohen ha-meseya be-beis ha-gronis. So, A, you see that even such a case could be a problem of kohen ha-meseya be-beis ha-gronis, and B, you see in today's day and age, he's concerned about kohen ha-meseya be-beis ha-gronis. He did not believe that in today's day we have that marshal's minog that relieved us from having kohen ha-meseya be-beis ha-gronis. What will be the Chuvas van Hagas and Moshe Steinbach in the Gal of Simitov Reish Nun Ches discusses what will be if, let's say, the Kohen will give back the money of the Pidyon HaBen, and besides for giving the money of the Pidyon HaBen, he also gives extra money, a nice amount of extra money, besides for the actual money of the Pidyon HaBen. So the Moshe Steinbach says if the Kohen will do that every time, then they don't have a problem with Kohen Meseya Be'beis HaGronis. It's only a problem Kohen Meseya Be'beis HaGronis if the kohen will give back whatever he got, no more, and he'll be attractive to get the covet of having people give him the pidyon haben, with that he always gives the money back. And like this, everybody, he'll be funneling into himself all the fathers that have a chi of pidyon haben, they're all come running to him instead of going to other kehanim, and that's unfair, that's unright, it's a kohen meseya be-beis ha-gronis, you're not allowed to do such a thing. What will be, in our case, says the Moshe Steinbuch, that the father gives back more than what the Yisrael gave him. The kohen gives back more than what the father gave him, so he won't be able to continue this on for all fathers. He's certainly not attracting the entire crowd, because he can't afford, there's no way that he's going to be able to do this for every father. So then there won't be a problem of kohen meseya be-beis ha-gronis. However, l'chayra, even though there's no problem of kohen meseya be-beis ha-gronis, it would seem that it takes away from the other problems. It's a problem of mashcha l'gdula, and it's a problem of a skula. So l'chayra, even if there's no problem kohen meseya be-beis ha-gronis in such a case, but l'chayra, the other issues that we mentioned, l'chayra, would be reasons not for the kohen to do that either. However, there's another case where l'chayra there would be no problem of the kohen returning the money. The Moshe Steinbuch says in Chuvas van Hagas, he says that the Oitzar Goinim says that in the times of Rav Chaim Goin, this goes back before the times of Rishonim, many, many years back, hundreds of years back, there was one time on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and there were hundreds of Kehanim and Har HaZeisim. And they were zeichah to have the appearance of Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, I'm not sure how many of them saw Eliyahu HaNavi, but Eliyahu HaNavi said that there's only one person from among those hundreds of Kayanim that's an actual Kayan. So you see how few Kayanim there really are from among those that we are assuming to be Kayanim. And that goes back hundreds of years ago. Who knows what changed? Who knows how many more Kehanim got really confused or apostle in the hundreds of years that have passed since that story? So if Moshe Steinbach is trying to bring out a point that we see how we have to worry and be concerned that Kehanim, that quite possibly many or most of the Kehanim that are assumed to be Kehanim today are not really Kehanim. And it's well known what the Sefer Aliyos Aliyahu says, that the Vilna Gaon was paid himself for many Kehanim. He was worried about the Kehanim, maybe they're not Kehanim, and as such the Vilna Gaon was paid himself many, many times. Because he wasn't sure which one is really a Kayan. So to avoid doubt, to try to be certain that he fulfilled his mitzvah of Pidin HaBen, he went to many Kayanim. Similarly, Moshe Steinbuch says that he himself, when he made a Pidin HaBen, the Birskirov told him that even though he made a Pidin HaBen by a Kayan who was very meyoches, nevertheless, he should go and be mahader, he should try to go and be poida his son by other kahanim as well. However, said the Briskirov, when you're going to go and do a chumrah of pidin aben extra, because you're worried that maybe the kohen wasn't a real kohen, then you could go ahead and do matana menas lahachse. Whenever you're doing it misafik, since me'ikir adin, since strict halacha, since for the real mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah, the oiraisa of pidin aben, it's sufficient to do a matana menas lahachzer. You're allowed to give the money to the kohen with condition that he returns you the money. So when you're only doing it out of doubt, you're only doing it as a chumrah, to be certain that you fulfill the mitzvah of pidin aben, for that you can do it. You can fulfill that mitzvah even with a matana menas lahachzer. So then it doesn't even cost you money. It's just a little bit of a tircha to go to another kohen and give him the money, matana menas lahachzer, just to try to be machmir, to be mahadir, to just to make yourself certain that you fulfill the mitzvah of pidin aben. And the concept, says the Moshe Steinbach, that the concept of doing extra, besides for the fact that the Vilna Gaon was said to have done it, and besides for the fact that the Briskirov advised Rav Moshe Steinbach to do it, it's really a Yaivitz. The Yaivitz that's brought down in the Pischei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, submission Hey, that a person should try to get themselves out of a Sofik and be paid to themselves, perhaps more than once. So even though the Chassam Sofer was not very happy with his Yaivitz, like the Pischei Tshuva Zir brings down, nevertheless, there seems to be a hidur, there's a good idea for a person to be poided themselves, for a person to be poided, if it's for themselves or if it's for their child, they should redeem themselves more than once, with more than one Kayan, and Kehanim Yuchasim, to try to be certain that they fulfill the mitzvah. However, as we said, when it comes to this hidur, when it's only a chumrah, then a person could go ahead and do the pidin aben with a matana menas lahachzer, with the condition that the kohen gives the money back. So as we said, just about every case, a person should not really be getting the money back from the kohen, unless they are very poor, and they don't make a condition. And however, when it comes to doing it only for a chumrah, then they can make give the money to the kohen matana menas lahachzer. And as we said, there's really, you could say, three reasons why the kohen should not give the money back. It goes both on the giver and the recipient that they should not have that the kohen gives the money back. First of all, it's a problem of kohen misayev beis hagronis, Second of all, it's a problem that it should be l'mashcha l'gdula. It's supposed to be given in an honorable fashion. And third of all, it's a skula to give the money and not get the money back. And then earlier on in the shir, we also said a different halacha that was learned out of the mashcha l'gdula, that when somebody gives matanis kahuna, they should give it when the giver is standing and the recipient, the kayan, receives it, because that's also a more honorable fashion of giving matanis kahuna.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.